With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest today, I have in the studio with me Jordan Holliday, Robin Bull, and Christine Rawls, and they are with Signature Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to start off by telling everyone who each of you are and what it is that you do?
My name is Robin Bull. I'm the Immunization Program Manager with Signature Health.
Good morning. I'm Jordan Holliday. I am the Senior Marketing Content Strategist for Signature Health.
Hi, I'm Christine Rawls, and I'm in Marketing and Business Development at Signature Health.
For those who don't know, can one of you please explain what Signature Health is?
Sure. Signature Health is a FQHC, or a federally qualified health center. And what that means is we're able to offer both behavioral health services like counseling, as well as primary care. So think of like a family doctor that you'd go to see for an annual exam, your checkups for your children. And we also offer addiction and recovery services. So we have group therapy and individual counseling. And we also offer something that's pretty rare. We have an infectious disease team that treats and will test for HIV and hepatitis C. So the whole gamut of mental health and physical health.
Did you want to give us a little bit more information on some of those services that are offered by Signature Health?
Absolutely. So Signature Health offers mental health services, addiction recovery services, as well as primary care services, and we also have an infectious disease team, which is unique to us. And as far as mental health goes, so we see children, we see adults, we do several different types of counseling, including individual counseling. So that's like your standard one-on-one counseling sessions. We do children's counseling, family counseling, couples counseling, psychiatry, EMDR, which is also a unique therapy to Signature Health. Not everybody offers that, and that's specifically for trauma. We also have a partial hospitalization program and group counseling. And then as well, as Christine mentioned this, we offer case management services, which are commonly also known as social workers, who can, you know, really connect all of our patients with the care that they need, whether that's, you know, applying for Medicare, Medicaid, linking them with affordable housing, furniture, helping them get, proper food and nutrition. They can help with all of those services.
Do any of those services offer like PTSD support?
Yes. So the EMDR therapy helps with PTSD. It's a method of therapy. You need a special certification and training, and many of our counselors have that. And you're able to use a series of either eye movements or tapping. And basically, when a terrible or traumatic experience occurs, it's sort of stuck in your brain. This is how it was explained from our doctors. It's sort of stuck, and that's how it can keep popping up when least expected. What the therapy does through physical movement, it pushes it along and able to process. So they map out a journey and navigate people through it to help get over traumatic events.
And then we also offer addiction recovery services. And some specifics there include we have an IOP, which is an intensive outpatient program. And then we also do MAT, which is medication-assisted treatment. And then also really important to know, this is something that's really been taking over Ohio for a while now. We also have the opiate recovery transition program, where people suffering from alcohol or opiate addiction can transition from an emergency room at Lake West or TriPoint to Windsor Laurelwood for 7 days, and then they transition to an outpatient center with us. So there's no lapse in care for those patients.
And if they need those services, are those walk-in or do those need to be by appointment?
So they can definitely be walk-in services if you need help with opiate addiction, any kind of addiction, alcohol addiction, any other drug addiction. You can walk in and see us, or you can definitely reach out for an appointment as well. And then one of the other big service offerings that we have and that we've been doing since 2016 when we became a federally qualified health center is we actually provide primary care as well for our patients, which really gives the opportunity to treat our patients as a whole mind and body. So we see, again, adults and children for primary care. We offer annual exams, checkups, help with managing things such as diabetes, you know, blood pressure, things of that nature. And then this also includes the vaccinations, the flu shots, and the sports physicals, and some of those things as well.
And one of the reasons that it's important or great that we offer primary care alongside the mental health aspect is statistically people with addiction or mental health issues live 20 to 25 years less because often the physical health is taken a back seat. So one thing that I think we're all proud of is having both of those work hand in hand to make sure that people have a better quality of life.
And do you want to go into some more information on the infectious disease services that you offer as well?
Sure, yeah. So we have an incredible infectious disease team at Signature Health. They're a group of just very passionate individuals, and they offer free HIV and hepatitis C testing at all of our locations. And the testing is just a simple finger prick, and you can get your results within 20 minutes, which is really nice. You know, you don't have to sit around wondering what the results are going to be. And then for more information on which locations have the testing, you can visit signaturefreetest.org. And in addition, we also offer treatment for patients who do test positive. So we're providing the care that they'll need immediately following those results, whether it is positive or negative. Our team will be there for them to give them all the care that they need.
I think it's important to note that they have treated and cured a lot of patients of Hep C already. And now that Hep C is treatable and curable, it's really important to be aware of your status and sometimes even be retested based on your risk factors. So they have free walk-in HIV testing, and it's anonymous. You can come in. You don't have to give your name. It is totally anonymous. So that's something unique that we can offer on an individual basis as well.
Now, is there a certain time frame in which, because you just mentioned that they can cure Hep C now, is there a certain time frame in which they can cure that? Like, do you have to start treatment as soon as you get it? Or let's say you're someone who's had it for 15, 20 years and has been dealing with it. Is it too late for those people to get cured?
They can still receive treatment, but treatment results would be based on their level of infectivity and how long they've had it and how much damage has been done, but we can still offer treatment for those.
I do think it's important to note how to go about getting this free anonymous testing. So check signaturefreetest.org for the locations and the times. And when you arrive, let them know at the front desk that you're there for free testing, and they'll know what that means, and they'll take care of you from there, so you can feel safe with that experience.
So from there, you don't need to give your name or anything like that?
No.
That's important for some people because, you know, they feel like maybe there's a stigma to it or they're embarrassed, and they will put off the testing that they need to help save their lives. So that's really awesome that you offer that. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Jordan Holliday, Robin Bull, and Christine Rolls, and they are with Signature Health. So how do people get access to your services?
We have, pretty soon we'll be opening our 12th facility. We're as far west as Lakewood, as far east as Ashtabula, and you can see our locations on our website, signaturehealthinc.org. And we also have walk-in services, and we have a schedule of our walk-in services. So if often people decide pretty instantaneously that morning, you know, if they need help with depression or anything that they're going through, we try to be as available and open as possible.
So they don't need an appointment. They could just walk in and get help right there.
They can, yes.
That's very important to know. That's really good to have in the community. Mm-hmm. So, Robin, I heard you mention about vaccines. Do you want to give us a little bit more information on what your vaccine program is?
So, yeah, we offer vaccines at all five of our primary care locations, and we offer free vaccines through a program called Vaccines for Children. So free vaccines are for the eligible children, whether they have Medicaid or no insurance at all. And the VFC program really lines up with Signature Health's mission, which is to see a community without health disparities. So the VFC vaccines are provided to children that would maybe not any other way receive those vaccines.
I know that you're offering a free vaccines for children's program. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some more information on that? Are there certain qualifications that you need to meet?
Right. So anyone that's age birth through 18 years of age is eligible to receive VFC vaccine if they have no health insurance at all, if they are on Medicaid, if they have health insurance that does not cover vaccines, or if the child identifies as American Indian or Alaskan Native. So those are the requirements that you have to meet to be eligible to receive the free VFC vaccines. So with the VFC program, it really was designed to reduce the cost of vaccines for both the physician or medical practice and create fewer barriers for parents to immunize their children. It actually saves parents about $2,200 per child in expenses for vaccines. And it can keep children in their medical home when they qualify for VFC, so we don't have to refer out to the health department or a different provider. We can give those vaccines to those kids that need it who may not have the money to pay for them. So that's one of the real bonuses of being a VFC provider.
So what do the vaccines cover? What types of vaccines are they?
So every single CDC recommended childhood vaccine we have at all of our sites, and we're required to have all of those vaccines available to any child that comes to our doors from birth to age 18.
So this covers the ones that are required for school as well?
Yes. So we have all of the required school vaccines for kindergarten, 7th grade, 12th grade. We can provide all of those for them.
Wow, that's awesome for those, like you said, who don't have healthcare available to them. Do they need to make an appointment for this, or can they just walk in, or how does that work?
They would need to make an appointment through one of our primary care locations. We have vaccines available at all five of our primary care locations, starting with Mayfield Heights and Beechwood in Cuyahoga County. And then in Lake County, we have a facility in Willoughby and Painesville, Ohio. And then we also have one in Ashtabula, and vaccines available at all of those locations that also can do, well child visits, sick visits, sports physicals, all of those needs that the kids can have.
So what about the adults? What if an adult needs a vaccine?
We also have all of the CDC recommended adult vaccines available at all of our locations, including our Lakewood location for our infectious disease team.
Now, are those at an affordable price for them?
Yes, and we have a sliding scale fee application. So if you don't have insurance, you can meet with one of our financial counselors, and they will have you fill out a financial sliding fee scale application and get all of our services at a reduced rate.
This is going to kind of sound like a silly question, and any of you, please feel free to chime in. But why are vaccines important to get?
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of vaccines out there right now that can prevent very serious complications. So when you look at all of the vaccines that are provided and the diseases that they prevent, ultimately, almost every one of them, the ultimate complication is death. So we have done a really good job at reducing the vaccine-preventable diseases in the United States of America. As far as polio, we've actually eradicated that. There are no reportable cases in the United States right now. So we're just trying to prevent these vaccine-preventable diseases that have awful, complications in the end.
Now, I'm asking this next question for the people out there who may be skeptical when it comes to vaccines. Can you give us some more information behind the safety of vaccines?
Well, we were talking in the car about this, mm-hmm. and she was looking up, all of the regulations around vaccinations. Not only is it regulated on several levels of the government, but it's routinely regulated on an annual basis. And the studies regarding autism have been debunked over and over again. I think when you're a parent and you hear something scary, you're hesitant to getting those vaccinations. I know that I was, mm-hmm. and I had to go back to my, on a personal level, just going back to a data-minded mindset to look at the studies and talk to our pediatrician. But Robin's the expert.
Well, and all of the research that goes in is involved with vaccine safety in the United States. We currently have the safest, most effective vaccine supply in the history of the United States. And it's actually years of testing required before a vaccine can be licensed. And then even once it's licensed and becomes in use, vaccines are continually monitored for safety and efficacy. So it's not something that they put out on the market and then just hope it goes well. So there's a lot of research and development and safety monitoring with it through the CDC.
So since we're talking about debunking theories and things like that, let's go into some of the myth busting behind the flu shot as well.
Right. So the flu vaccine that we supply at Signature Health is the inactivated flu vaccine, the injectable inactivated, and it is not a live virus. It cannot cause the flu virus to happen in you. A lot of times if someone actually comes down with the flu within days, 3-4 days after being vaccinated, it just means that they've already been exposed to it. They were going to get that flu anyway because they've already been exposed to the flu virus, but then they got the vaccine. So then they associate that, oh my gosh, I got the flu vaccine and now I have the flu. Well, yeah, you were going to get that flu anyway. It's just that it happened to time up with that. So sometimes people will, you know, make that connection, but it's actually impossible for the inactivated flu vaccine to cause disease in you.
Another silly question. Why is it important to get the flu shot?
Well, we are in the height of flu vaccine right now. It always peaks in January and February. Ohio in particular, week 2 and 3 of January have been seen an increase in uptake. The whole state of Ohio is a widespread state right now for flu activity. It's widespread throughout the state. So it's a great time to get that flu vaccine if you've not already received it. It's not too late.
And some people are more at risk as well, specifically very young and and older populations, right?
Well, the elderly and the very young are definitely at risk for more complications from flu, including death.
Now, is there an age limit as to how young you can get your first flu shot?
We start vaccinating at 6 months of age and goes to the very upper limits, yeah.
So now if someone, after talking about this and going over a little bit of it, they want to schedule an appointment with Signature Health, how would they go about doing that?
There's a couple of ways. You could go to our website, which is www.signaturehealthinc.org, or you could contact us through our phone number, which is 440-578-8200. 440-578-8200. And we can get you connected up with an appointment for primary care, for the shots, or any of our services.
Okay. So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Jordan Holliday, Robin Bull, and Christine Rolls. And they are with Signature Health. Well, let's one more time just touch, in case someone missed it, because we did cover this towards the beginning of the interview, the patients that you cater to, do they have to have health care? And I liked the fee scale that you mentioned as well. Let's review that one more time in case they missed it.
So we actually provide services to those most at risk and most in need. So people that have no insurance at all, people that have Medicaid, we welcome those patients, and that goes along with our vision of Signature Health, of seeing a community without health disparities.
And also, if you don't have Medicaid, we offer case management that will link you up with those services so we can get you enrolled in Medicaid or Medicare.
Oh, that's awesome. So they could go there to not only get some health care, but to also get enrolled and get more help when they need it.
Exactly. To help navigate that system. And we have on-staff financial counselors, so that it's intimidating to understand what your plans cover and don't anyways, but we can enroll as well as figure out if you're eligible for the sliding scale that Robin was talking about. We do try our best to remove as many barriers as possible. We offer help with transportation. Most of our locations are on the bus line, But also if there's an issue for our patients, we offer several ways to help get them to and from appointments. We also have like a kids zone in our facilities. So if an adult comes in and they need to go to an appointment and don't have childcare, they can bring them and there's a safe, fun place for their children. And we also have pharmacies on site. So again, like with the transportation and the convenience, after your appointment, you can run down to the pharmacy and then pick up your prescription. So you don't even have to make another stop. So we just try to keep as much as we can removing any barriers for our patients.
That's very helpful. Now, if someone's listening to this and they want to know where they could go to get some more information, is there a website they could check out?
Sure. Our website is signaturehealthinc.org.
Okay. And then did any of you have anything else that you would like to add?
Something else that would be, you know, really great to mention is that Signature Health is an LGBTQ+ safe space. We are welcoming of all people. So, you know, we want everyone to know that it doesn't matter who you are, what you've been through. You know, when you walk through our doors, we will care for you.
I think that is something unique. Our culture is based on really, truly compassionate, empathetic folks. It starts with our leadership. They are the kindest, wonderful people. And we hire incredible doctors, nurses, case managers that try to see people for who they are and meet them where they're at in life. Often people are coming in on their worst days, and our staff are incredibly compassionate and try to be at the same level and the same channel with their patients.
And with Signature Health, we really do embrace that, trying to offer the care to the people who need it most and when they need it most. And that's why we do have those walk-in services for anyone. And we have a lot of anonymous testing and free services because we really want to serve the people that need it most when they need it most.
Right, which is also another really unique differentiator for Signature Health. You know, we provide those primary care services as well as the mental health and the addiction services, and we accept Medicare and Medicaid for all of those as well as the sliding scale fee.
I think that's really important to make sure that people know about that because that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then one more time, can you please tell me the website where they can go for more information?
Yes, so the website to get more information on any of our services is signaturehealthinc.org, and we are also active on social media, so if you'd like some more information that way, you can find us on Facebook simply by searching Signature Health. You can find us on Instagram at Signature Health Inc., and you can also find us on Twitter, and our handle on Twitter is at Sig Health Inc.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming in today. Lots of great information here. And thank you for all of these services that you offer to our community as well.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.